Just want to say a few brief words with Rav Ram Shor walking into Yom Kippur, Tavshin Pei Aleph. Rav Shor quotes this piece, Tshuva al averes ketanos v'zman la'achtos liskos l'tahara. Rav Shor quotes the Sefer Likutei Yehuda, who quotes the Imre Emes, who quotes the Kli Yakar, and says, what's the isser of wearing leather shoes, ki isser ni'i l'sando? What's the whole thing? Why not? Hu lahargish ha'avanim ha'ketanim shas ha'alicha. When you feel on your toes, and you feel on you're not wearing your regular shoes, you feel different on your feet. It's supposed to remind you of those little things that maybe we passed over the entire year. Maybe those averes that we didn't think about. And on our way to shul, we wear those Crocs. You wear those non-leather shoes to remember, just like those little pebbles you're feeling. We have so much to be able to daven for. Even those things that are not so magnified, says the Kli Yakar, Yom Kippur has the ability, and Yom Kippur reminds us by not wearing the regular shoes to remember what we're doing here. Remember, we're not just here for the big things. Remember also the things that we could have done better in the small arena of life, quote unquote. And then Rav Shor says an incredible Torah. He says the Kotzker Rebbe tells us that when a Jew sins, there's a little choshech, there's a mechitza blocking him, and he can't feel the Rabbono Shel Olam, and he can't feel Kadosh Baruch Hu, who can shushoi b'chashus koshel olah shuv l'Hashem. It's very hard to be able to get out of that darkness, and you feel sad, and you feel that weight upon you. But comes along Yom Kippur, and comes along Kol Nidre, and you feel that light that start to come in. And then a person's able to come to tshuva. And that's what he says, Lifnei Hashem Tidharu, the Gematria, the thing that we say over and over and over again, Yom Kippur, Lifnei Hashem Tidharu, that we before Hashem we come to be purified. It means it's Gematria Eis Ratzon. Lomar ki yom hazehu Eis Ratzon gado, v'zocha l'shut l'itar afilu mechatom v'shekol hashana eino margish klad shechata b'hem. The whole essence of Yom Kippur is Lifnei Hashem Tidharu, that even those sins that we didn't feel, that we didn't actually do tshuva for, or the things that we feel like we weren't able to do tshuva for, comes along Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the pnimius of Lifnei Hashem Tidharu. It's the pnimius of coming to the Tzumos Shayom as Mechaper. And at the end of the day, Afilu Alavir Shadago Shaba Adam, even on those little pebbles, like the Kli Yakar explained from the Imre Emes, that's why we don't wear the leather shoes. Yom Kippur is Mechaper. Because when a person is confined with all the choshech, he's not able to be able to see the Rabbono Shel Olam. But comes along Yom Kippur, comes in Kol Nidre, and you're wearing those shoes, and you remember what it means to be a Jew. You remember those little things, and the choshech mechitza start to fall away, because the Yitzumos Yom starts to set in. But Rav Shor says one more thing. Besides the factor of Lifnei Hashem Tidharu, and the whole essence of Yom Kippur is to be able to even wipe away those things, those sins that we're not able to even feel. And now we start to feel a little more by not wearing those, by really taking ourselves from the physical world. He says, really, the whole essence of Kol Nidre is we say, V'nislach l'chol ados b'nei Yisrael. What does that mean? V'nislach l'chol ados b'nei Yisrael. The whole essence of Kol Nidre, he says, we gather around, well, in a regular year, we'd gather around with the Sefer Torah and we would kiss the Sefer Torah. It's a zman of achdus. We tell the Baruch Hashem not just to forgive me, Eidus mora ala achdus shebnei Yisrael, shenasa eida achas, v'zeh gor lehem slicha. You want to have kapara, you want to have forgiveness? First, we start Yom Kippur, we say, Nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael. We ask the Rabbeinu Shem that he should forgive all of Klal Yisrael. And that's why we start so peculiarly with Kol Nidre, talking about Nedarim. Why Nedarim? Because someone who makes a Neder is someone who Rav Shor says takes himself out of the Tzibor. You take yourself out of the Tzibor and you magnify the glass on you. But at the end of the day, when you're mevatel the Nedarim, and you attach yourself to Klal Yisrael, you bring yourself to Achdus, you bring yourself to Tzibor, like Rav Soloveitchik famously noted the difference between on Yom Kippur, there's a Slicha when it comes to the Yachid, and there's a Slicha that comes to the Tzibor. That's why the Mishnah Berurah quotes Yom HaKippurim, refers to the Slicha for the living and for the dead. And Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful idea, it's not time for it now, but when a person has Slicha for himself and detaches himself to also have in mind for the Yom Kippurim, for the dead, you're able to bring Kapara for the dead. But that's not for now. Says Rav Shor, we save in the Sach L'chodas B'nei Yisrael to be able to bring Kapara for all of Klal Yisrael. And that's how we start Kol Nidre, to thinking about all of Klal Yisrael. Because Kol Nidre, someone who makes a Nedr, someone who separates himself from the entire nation. And this is the next line. Ki l'chol ha'am b'shkaga. Because everyone who sinned was by accident. It was the Ruach Shus, as Gemara says in Sotah and Daf Gimel. that when we start to say the Rabbanu Shalom, people sin only b'shkaga. What are we doing? We're telling the Rabbanu Shalom that my friend next to me, he only sinned, it was by accident. His real essence is rotsa ani, like the Rambam says. Rotsa ani, when we tell the person who knows to give the get, and they clap him down, and he says, I don't want to give the get. And rotsa ani, Rav Moshe Wolfson says, is gematria Yom Kippur. Because down deep, how could that be a good get? You're forcing him to give the get. No! Says Rav Wolfson, because down deep he wants to give the good get. Sometimes he needs just a little bit of a little bit of a hammer or a hockey stick to be able to reveal that good. But every Jew wants to do good. And when we say the Ki L'chol Am B'Shkaga, we're telling their Boshem every Jew wants to do good. It just sometimes we mess up accidentally. But these lines of Nisla Chodas B'nei Yisrael Ki L'chol Am B'Shkaga is supposed to be able to make sure we have the Ayin Tov on Klal Yisrael, to connect yourself with the Tzibur, connect yourself with Klal Yisrael. And this is the Rav Shor, such a beautiful Torah. Tshuva aleres ketanos zman achdus lezakos haTorah. Do you remember those little things that Yom Kippur? There's no such thing as little thing, and that's why we wear those non-leather shoes for us to be able to feel that even though maybe throughout the entire year we're not able to do tshuva for those sins, comes along Yom Kippur. Says the Kotzker and says Rav Shor beautifully, lifnei Hashem tidharu. It's an Israel to be able to mitare and get rid of it all, and number two, to be able to go into Kol Nidre ki v'nislach chol adas bnei Israel ki lechol am b'shkaga with achdus, with unity, with caring, with an ayin tov, and as Hashem, with these teachings, Shuzoch Bez Hashem, to have a beautiful Yom Kippur, the Tzuma Shayum Shem Mechaper, on all of our Neshamas, and to return to our Rabbonu Shalom, B'Kdusha B'Tahara, of the Holy Vav Bez Hashem, Gmar Chsim Tov Ashkoch.